go back to necessarily like burning all your printouts and saying, okay, there, I'm done with it. But
you can't burn the internet.
No, you can't.
Yeah. No, and all the cloud computing not, and all yeah. the remote data storage and all right. the, yeah. It's,
yeah.
Everyone's logs out there. I mean,
yeah. Right. Yeah. But that's kind of a call to action. Mm-hmm. Because if you want to burn everything, we need a way to set it on fire.
Mm-hmm. Sure.
So you need some way to make the kindling to ignite it.
Well, we should make it important to the vendors that we use out there so that it's a feature that we want. So we'll tell Google, we'll use your service if you give us the ability to destroy all my data.
Yeah,
so if I go in and say select Google. All, delete my stuff, you know, then in essence my inbox is burnt or whatever, you know, it's like, you yeah. know, or all of your click history, all your search history, you know, they save that forever and they'll give that up to anyone with a subpoena. So, right. I mean, that's what's important. I don't care about my email, but, like, my Google searches, I don't want that being coughed up to anyone with a subpoena. I'm being why is this guy Googling this stuff? It's like, it's none of your freaking business. I'm an American citizen. Of course. If I want to Google x86 and all his exploits all day, then I will do so. Leave me alone.
Right.
But one thing I was just thinking about, though, like, if you look at, like, whenever I do war dialing or anything like that, it's actually easier for me to do... create some sort of anonymity. You know what I mean? I can use a European provider with a fake name and a temporary, like, you know...
And a prepaid account with a fake name.
Right.
And, yeah.
And with that, even turn around and, you know, I modify, like, my caller ID and then even in some cases with providers, you know, your ANI and stuff like that.
Ed Markey's totally going to fix that by making it illegal. As long as
yeah, because criminals
starting
always
from the
respect
US,
law,
and as long as it's all within the US, like I'm sure you would never use a VoIP provider in Romania, for example.
Like, no, no,
you'd
like
totally never do that.
Never.
I mean, there would never ever be a case where I might want to see phone numbers that are say in Iran, and I would never use a European provider to go through. To find phone numbers in Iran. And why would I use American provider to find phone numbers in Iran?
Oh, of course.
Of course I wouldn't. I would never do anything like that.
Never.
Of course.
No.
You'd never scan the entire Kremlin.
And in fact, I have not. It's not an issue.
No.
Really.
Don't take a trip to Russia anytime soon.
Yeah, I know. Actually,
but then also, I mean, you keep it even. If you war dial Iran, you war dial Israel.
Yeah.
And on the 4th of July, in the 4th of July, you war dial Buckingham Palace. Yeah. let the Queen know, hey, what's up?
No, we try to keep it fair.
We didn't forget about you, girl.
Which is interesting. That's where we found that building management system. Was while war dialing around Buckingham Palace.
Oh, yeah. That was at the talk 2 years ago,
yeah,
right?
Yeah,
I remember
ago.
That.
Somebody asked me if I could turn up the heat on the throne.
Yes, I remember. So. They stood up, they raised their hand, and they're like, yeah, can you turn up? I remember that. Yeah, that was pretty... that was funny.
But good times.
Definitely. Great time. So you guys have stayed busy, you know, since I moved away a couple of months ago. Like,
And now you're I'm really happy that you're here. I didn't even know if you were going to make it to Hope.
14 hours of a plane ride on Air China where you get offered the fish rice or the pork noodles. They're both terrible. It's like food on Air China, guys. Like, you remember elementary school lunch?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
No.
So imagine elementary school lunch, but... it's really bad Chinese food, elementary school lunch. And that's the food on Air China. I don't recommend it.
Awesome. Well, I remember when I was kind of wishy-washy on whether I was going to make time to come out here and do it, and do Hope and DEF CON and stuff, and then, like, you told me what your trip would entail to get here. You're like, if I have to go through this, and this to get there, you sure as hell can take a 45-minute fucking plane flight.
Yeah, no shit.
And so, I mean, explain, I don't remember all the details, but it was like you had to fly to one place and then fly to another place and then pack up all your stuff and then go to one place and then, like, then you're going to stay for a half a week and then turn around and fly to DEF CON and then set all that up and, you know, so it was...
Yeah, that's basically it. So I left Beijing and came here. I'm here until Sunday night, then I'm going to Seattle. I'll be Seattle for a week to pack up my entire house into a 40-foot shipping container and send it off to China.
Wow.
At which point I jump in my van and go to DEF CON, where, you know, I'll be running a big chunk of QueerCon, and we do this little party called the Ninja Party. It's kind of a small private gathering of a few thousand people.
Small private gathering.
That's little.
So after I do that, you know, simple short drive from Las Vegas back to Seattle, it only takes...
What, 2 days?
2.5 days. And then on a plane back to Tokyo and Beijing. That's my 3 weeks. And, you know, I realize it's really difficult to get from Washington, D.C. to New York for a weekend.
It was...
Pretty tough.
It was pretty tough.
Yeah, pretty tough.
Yeah, flight.
Yeah.
Well, I think we've been given the signal to wrap up.
Is that our wrap up?
Yeah.
Well, if anyone wants to come.
Yeah, he moved his hands really quickly.
Yeah, he moved his hands.
That might mean drink faster. I'm not really.
It could mean.
They're blinking the light on and off, too, so that's.
I think it always.
Oh, no.
All right, so here, let's wrap it up. IRC.2600.net, pound Telefreak, www.telefreak.org.
Word.
And.
BanRodent.org.
BanRodent. And then thank you, everyone, for listening. I did see some comments in here. People enjoyed it, thought it was hilarious. And
they're lying.
So, yeah, and also pound Radio-Statler. So if you want to see the latest and greatest on what's happening on the radio show here, thank you all for listening. I'm the Rodent, and Beef, and Not Kevin, and Key Prophet, and Amelia, and X86.
Yeah.
All right. Thanks
for listening.
Thank you. Right. Thanks, everyone.
Wait, the light didn't turn off. We can't leave yet.
Hello?
Oh, we want to thank the guys from Project Telefreak coming in. Be sure to visit them when they get set up over there. We're going to try and get the stream going when we get a stream. But for now, just enjoy the music.
Confused palindrome. If somehow you hear 'em, oh, make sure you follow the rhythm and join me. There's one thing which we can't refute: a tick-a-tack, a sound we can't mute. So raise your arm in a strong salute to those who join the march of high repute. If somehow you hear 'em, oh, make sure you follow the rhythm and join us. Ta-da-da, ta-da, a bum da bum da. a river of people in the sea. Swimming the streets to set free a suffering humanity. If somehow you hear them, oh, make sure you follow the rhythm and join us. The last thing that you need to know before I leave you here and go is just a few that are irritable to make this song so the world your song.
Comme l'oiseau ouvre ses ailes pour voler, l'homme ouvre son cœur pour dire je t'aime. J'aime marcher sous la pluie et le soleil pour gagner ton amour. Si je pouvais savoir où se cacher la queue de ton cœur, je me serais transformé en un voleur surnaturel. Malgré tous mes efforts, je n'arrive pas à pénétrer ton mystérieux supplément dans l'existence. Dans ma vie, m'a transformé en un esclave de la caverne. Où se cachait la clé de ton cœur, je me serais transformé en un voleur surnaturel. Malgré tous mes efforts, je n'arrive pas à pénétrer ton mystérieux sublime monde dont l'existence dans ma vie m'a transformé en un esclave de la caverne. Tout en me livrant un aveugle au destin qui m'entraîne, j'ai perdu de vie la réalité de la vie en
tout vendre dans mes grandes entreprises. Ta demande vive et régulière, tes sommes palpitantes. Tu dégages une violente odeur de sensualité animale. Que dire? Tout comme l'oiseau ouvre ses ailes pour voler, j'ouvre mon cœur pour dire je t'aime. Je t'aime, la belle fille à la peau de lune. Toujours sucré, toujours sensuel, et je vais te dévorer, bien sûr. Cheveux longs, cheveux courts sont les multiples facettes de la belle femme dont le sourire me fait rêver, me fait frémir. Je pouvais savoir où se cachait la clé de ton cœur. Je me serais transformé en un voleur surnaturel. Oh, tout comme l'oiseau ouvre ses ailes pour voler, j'ouvre mon cœur pour dire je t'aime. Je t'aime, je t'aime, je t'aime. Thank you, Elizabeth. Thank you, Elizabeth Taylor, for everything you did for Golden Boy. And I will never forget November 30th in Atlanta, Georgia. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Hervé sera toujours témoin. Et Sylvain Arnaud Lindo, Bagnotto Odma. Oh, Alan Akeli, Anaï Sarah Deme. Où est passé Sean Patterson, la maman de Golden Boy? Oh, je dédie cette chanson à tous les amoureux de la planète Terre. Oh, si je pouvais savoir où se cachait la clé de ton cœur, je me serais transformé en un voleur surnaturel.
Sky till you're out of sight, and I won't run, I won't fight. Oh, oh, I've got my feet on. Got my feet on the ground.